Dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 da. Out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty.
Welcome everyone to KMC After Dark. I'm joined by my co-host Lil Extreme, Erica.
Hello.
And today, as usual on KMC show After Dark, we're talking about subjects we normally don't talk about on the KMC talk show. This one is another after the crazy successful episode we had about blueberry fetish.
Hence the After Dark.
This one is also a fetish slash role play, and I got this from Reddit, but it's also posted on Twitter,
which seems to be really good for information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reddit is has a lot of different people on Reddit. It's pretty crazy, but this one is titled, first it says in brackets, serious.
And I am unaware of what is happening, so
right, yes, let's clarify that before we get going. Lil Extreme, Erica, she has no clue at what I'm about to say. I haven't updated her at all about this article, so she'll be reacting it as you are, real time. So here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so in brackets it says, serious. My girlfriend, who's 24, wants me to act like a horse when we have sex, and I'm not into it at all. So he's 35. She's 24. So keep that keep that in mind as we read this article.
That's a big difference at that age, actually.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So a tiny bit of backstory. My girlfriend of 6 months loves horses, has all her life. An additional seemingly relevant point is during sex, she sometimes says, stuff like... F me with that horse
stuff
cock.
Stuff me like.
Yeah, no, stuff like. She says stuff like, F me with that horse cock.
Oh.
I've never.
Wait, so okay. She's, the girlfriend is into horses.
Yes.
And he wants her to act like one. Or she wants to do that.
Right. She is into horses and she wants horse plays. What? Let's get to it. Okay. So I've never thought of it much of it. I thought that was just a way of her saying it's big, the horse cock reference, but she started to take it further and it's turned into a bit of a fetish that I'm not entirely comfortable with. A few days ago, she told me she wanted to role play. And at first I was pretty on board. But then she said, as horses. I laughed, thinking it was a joke. And she took it the wrong way and said she was tired. And then she went to sleep.
Wait, I don't have. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
How would you reenact it as horses? Like the dogs do? Like.
My guess is you're on all fours and you're prancing around.
Like doggy style. I guess.
Right, but you're acting as horses with the neighs and whatnot.
How did she expect him to have to be as big as a horse?
Well, maybe he already is. I don't know. That,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe. It doesn't really say, but.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So Where was I? Okay. So he said, okay, screw it. Yeah, screw it. Okay. I'm going to try make her feel better. So I said, I'll do it the following day. So we're going to act like horses the next night. And so afterwards, honestly, it was okay, but very, very weird.
Gotta give the guy credit for trying. Sorry.
It's okay. She got so into it and said it was the best she ever had.
Oh.
At next time, wanted to buy costumes.
Oh.
And maybe do it on some hay.
Oh, no.
I told her no. And I didn't want to do it again. And now she's back being mad at me.
Bad horsey.
Yeah. Am I being a dick here? I don't know what to do.
So, does it say how long they've been together?
6 months.
6 months. Okay, that's right. A little longer than the last couple.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But it's still in that range where you want to do stuff for your partner and make them happy because it's still new.
Okay, it's weird because is this something that was just brought up? Did they mention, like, I mean, did she just bring that up out of the blue, or is this the first time they've had sex? Like, it just seems odd to come up with that after 6 months, like, unless that's when she felt comfortable enough to.
Right. I think it's the latter. I think she just felt comfortable enough to express herself, and then the horse stuff started coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it would take 6 months before stuff like that starts coming out for most people. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. You could probably get a feel for people no matter what. Like, you kind of get an idea of what you can get away with and what you can't. You know, you kind of get instinct about how they would handle things after a little bit. Depending on how much time you spend with them and stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Exactly. And also the age difference. He's 35. She's 24.
Yeah, so he's probably more mature about it and thinking more logically than she's probably just like sowing her oats, for the lack of a better word. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. There is a lot of puns in this one.
You know, but yeah, horseplay. And there's just, maybe it is a phase. I mean, she's kind of young.
Right.
Something you want to try. I mean, you got to admit, when you were younger, I'm sure you've done things that you tried, but, you know, not into. But you find out.
Exactly. Yeah. She just really loves horses. But it's weird because when I think of things I really love, I don't really translate that to sex.
To want to be it.
No. But do you think it's a male female thing? Like, are women more likely to fantasize about things they
I don't know. Well, the last one was a guy, and then now this one's a girl, so
so there is no difference. It's
and
all
the ones with the weird fetish, they're in the same age range, you know.
Yes, these damn millennials.
Yeah, so maybe it's just that, I don't know, maybe it's the world now that lets you, like, you know, people are letting you believe that it's okay to do anything now.
Right. Yeah. With the internet, everyone's getting closer together and everything seems acceptable now. It's a weird world we live in right now.
So I would say, I mean, since he already did it once, like, he's already kind of, you know, tried it out and stuff. I mean, wait, did he say it wasn't that bad, or it was weird? Or
he said it was very, very weird. He
didn't like it at all.
No, he didn't. But she said it was the best she's ever had. She's finally got to play as a horse, have sex as a horse, and she was fully into it. And she wants to buy costumes and roll in some hay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, even if you did indulge this, like, you know, actually did that, bought the costumes and the hay and stuff, where would it stop? Would she then think that she can go further and do more? And, you know, I don't know. Or if depending on how much he actually cares about her.
Right.
Is he willing to do this occasionally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. Like, how far would she go? Are they going to go to an actual stable and do it while other horses are around? Personally, that would be an ultimate turnoff just because of the smell of
them.
but I don't know.
But if he's really, really into her, like, I think occasionally might be fine, but it depends on how into this relationship he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if she would accept it, you know, like for her birthday or something like that, or, you know, something special, but
right.
I don't think he's ready to like commit to like that being their sex life.
No.
It doesn't sound like.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just speaking on behalf of men. I don't think men would do that 24/7 every single time. Get the horse costumes out. I just can't see it. I personally can't do it, but I don't know.
Again, I'm wondering too. Where did she get this fetish from? To do this for sex?
Yeah, that is the number one question I want to know.
Has she abused horses?
Let's hope not. But yeah, maybe
that's a thing too. You know, the bestiality.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole nother subject for another time. But bestiality, yeah. Yikes. But I don't know. Could it be just she just enjoys riding them, or could it be she just likes
maybe she likes the feeling on them?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of scary to think about what are these people thinking. I don't want to kink shame people, but we're just having fun here.
I can't imagine how different it would be though, other than the dressing up and the foreplay. Like, I mean, it would just, I'm assuming it's just like doggy style. Like, it's not really.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm picturing when I think of this. Like, it's not really different than regular
sex.
Nothing
as dramatic as
it's
the
just,
blueberry.
It's just, right. Uh-huh. But you're acting it out. That you're acting as a character, and role playing is very common. There's lots of different ones.
Yeah, there's a time and a place. It's not like something you do all the. Well, I guess some people do all the time.
Right, and usually, isn't it that mostly it's people that are in a relationship for a long time, like years, and then
trying to spice things up
by playing teacher and student or something.
Like, yeah, I find, you know, like I get shy in those situations. Like I don't think I'd want to be called names.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't think I would want to be like called names, like bad names or stuff while I'm having sex. Like somebody says bitch, I'd be like, what'd you call me? Like,
right.
That would be it.
Yeah, but there's some people out there that want that. So yeah, it's a tough game to play when you're first knowing somebody, what they're into and what they're not. And,
well, that's what I'm saying. Yep. You have to be really comfortable with somebody to engage in anything out of the ordinary, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think 6 months is too soon, or is that just the right amount?
See, that's what we don't know. We don't know what kind of relationship they have. That's the problem. Like,
right.
So it's hard to judge because they could have some kind of connection that we don't know about, that where they've been very intimate for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have just been really like real horn dogs and met each other and she thought it was okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, I think you'd have to be, I don't know, connected to them closer, like in some way to feel that comfortable to.
Right. Yeah, and it is possible in 6 months that connection can be there. So, yeah,
I
see that.
I personally don't have that. I have to be comfortable with the person I'm with.
Oh, yes. Yeah, same.
I'm not going to go to a stranger and be, I couldn't do that to somebody I didn't know, like just bring out the wild.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I think most people are like that, but I'm sure there's some wild people, men and women out there that that just go buck wild right off the get-go. And but those relationships tend to not last.
He's in his 30s. That's still pretty young too, I guess. I don't know.
35. Yeah.
I mean, that's still, you're still kind of, you know, you're not really. Right.
He probably feels that he's near the end of relationships. So he wants to, he probably wants to hang on to this 24-year-old as long as possible.
The end of his younger, studly days.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. There's actually is an update that we can get into.
This is good.
Yeah. So can we, we can get into the update of this 35-year-old dating a 24-year-old who's acts like a horse in when they have sex. And he
how long after is this update?
I don't think it's much longer. Maybe a couple weeks. It doesn't really say.
Oh, okay.
But he says, "Hi guys, thank you for all your responses, even if 90% of them were puns. I can appreciate a funny side of this, so it's all good. I saw my girlfriend last night and at her place, and we talked about things. He apologized for being distant. I apologized if I kink shamed her, as some said I did. She said she's unsure where her attraction comes from, but she did say she had her first sexual experience on a horse." So there it is. That's probably why she loves horses so much, because she had a great time on one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, there's more. Okay. The thing is, I'm getting older and need to reproduce. Okay, so men saying that is kind of different. Like I
wait, so now he wants to have children with her?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Is that a thing for men? I never have felt that way, but I guess it's a thing for the biological clock.
I mean,
for
I'm
men.
I'm sure some men want to have children and they
Okay, so in so he wants to reproduce. In every other way, she is perfect and would make a great mother to my children. We've only been together 6 months, but I haven't felt this way since I first met my ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. So he's been married before. So maybe I'm crazy, but I've ordered a horse mask and a dragon dildo off Amazon to surprise her.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's fully on board now.
Okay, now that answers a lot more.
So she keeps saying how glad she is that she doesn't have to keep it a secret anymore. In a way, I'm glad too. And honestly, I'm surprised I didn't realize sooner. Now I get why she always calls me her stallion. Yeah, it's a weird situation, but who knows? Maybe I'll grow to like it. I know people are making fun of the age gap. What can I say? Grandpa wants to get his dick wet.
I don't think it's that bad. Grandpa, I mean, God.
Yeah, no. He's, okay. In serious, though, he's saying, I'm getting too old to be picky, so I think we're going to make it work.
Okay, now that he sounds like he's settling.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But
that's just weird.
Well, she's 24 and he wants to have more. He wants to have children. He doesn't have any. He's 35. Yeah, I could see it. I personally don't know.
I don't think he's really thinking this through.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's thinking more of like running out of time for some reason.
Yeah, but 35, it's still early. Like it.
Yeah, he could still have children for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to. No, I don't think. No.
No.
No, I don't think you should settle when you're. That's a big part of a relationship, your sex life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least, you know, to most people, it's. You know, it's kind of a huge part. You know, if you're not happy, that's what makes or breaks a lot of relationships.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's just like, it just seems like not a good thing to settle with if you're not happy this soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But from the male perspective, I guess when you get that age and you're not with somebody, you desperately want to hang on because you feel like if you lose her, there's no one else. There's nobody else out there. It's just, I think some men feel that way, especially at age 35. If he was 25 and she was 24, he probably wouldn't put up with it at all.
But there's so many ways to find, you know, other people nowadays.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, I think he could be this just the guy.
He's not very good looking or not like, or hasn't had a lot of luck with women.
Well, he has been married before, so
yeah, that doesn't mean anything though. No. I mean, he could have married the first person he was in love with, you know. It's just
right. It could be,
and or
maybe the girlfriend's just a supermodel, and he will do anything to keep her.
But you know that saying, right? Mm-hmm. Like behind every hot woman or hot man, there's somebody who hates their fucking guts or can't stand them or something like that.
Right. Yes.
There's an ex or there's a guy or whatever out there that
it is true.
So yeah, even if they're gorgeous and great looking, that doesn't mean anything in the long run. If you can't live with, I mean, you can't go by looks alone. If you can't live with everything about them, I don't think I would be thinking long term, like children, and mm-hmm. you know, because that's a serious bond.
That's a life bond.
They're not going away. Mm-hmm. You know, from that, that's even if you break up, they're still going to be in your life. So, I don't know. It just seems
he's settling.
He seems way settling. Like, I don't know what's up with him, what's wrong. Like, it sounds like he's insecure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He doesn't think he's going to find anyone.
And notice at the end, he says, he calls himself a grandpa, like he's super old. So
So he
feels like time's running out and this is his last shot. And he's got to do whatever it takes, even if it means dressing up like a horse. And having sex all the time as a horse, it doesn't matter. I got this girl and I'm keeping her.
That's okay. That's just, I don't know. I feel bad for him in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll post another update a few months from now and we'll find out that they're not even together. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
I just think he's really settling. I don't think he should settle. I think he should date her for a while.
Mm hmm.
And see, because I don't think he really knows the full extent of how it would be long term to, because it seems like he just started this experience.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. It just started. So
yeah, it doesn't sound like they've been doing it. You know, like the horse thing.
No. It's a very fresh situation when this was posted. So yeah, it's just.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think if he really, really thinks he's not going to find anyone he wants to be with her, I think you should play it out. But I don't think I would get her pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably a smart decision not to. But it sounds like his bio clock is ticking and he really wants kids. So, yeah.
I don't know. Sex is kind of... I don't know, the kinky, weird things. You really have to think about whether you can live with that. Like, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's the best sex she's had, then you're going to be doing that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be on your knees a lot, old man.
Absolutely, yeah.
Can your old, frail body handle that?
Yeah, exactly, Grandpa. But yeah, that's exactly right. So I don't know.
She's a youngin', and you know who knows what she'll be into tomorrow. God, oh.
Well, it sounds like it's horses. That I don't see it extending into anything else.
She's still young, though. I mean, what happens when he gets older and he can't buck as long, as hard as he used to, or whatever. You know, she might go to a younger stud.
Right. No pun. Yes, pun is intended.
Pun intended.
Here. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about role play? I mean,
I don't see a problem with it. I haven't. I don't really recall doing it, but
you don't recall.
But yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Like, it's great. Like, if people want to spice things up a bit and role play a little bit.
It's fun. I mean, if you're with somebody,
it's just dressing up might be a little much for me. But
yeah, the horse thing and the blue ring, that's beyond role play. That's just weird.
Yeah. So before this, I was looking at the most common role plays.
Yeah.
And one of them was student and teacher. What do you think about that one?
Huh. I could see that, actually. Yeah. Like something like that, or, you know, what's the one they always joke about? Doctor.
Yes, playing doctor was also on the list.
Yeah, that's, you always hear that in movies and stuff, like playing doctor and let me give you a checkup. It's like the ultimate.
I could see that. Or there's another one I saw.
Being strangers.
Right, complete strangers. Like meeting up somewhere random.
Like picking you up at a bar.
Right. Could you do that?
See, I don't mind those things. Those are kind of cute.
Yeah. Those ones I don't have any problem with. I don't have a problem with the horse one either. I'm just saying it's weird. That's all.
They're kind of cute, you know, like the kind of pretending you don't know them. I mean, it's, you know, it's your partner. So it's just fun. It's just, you're doing the same thing you did anyway. You're just pretending you don't know them, you know. It's like...
What about 50 Shades of Grey, that role play scenario?
I have not seen that.
Okay.
I want to. I was going to a couple of times, but then they kept coming out with other movies, and I was just like, okay, now they're just getting carried away. Like, 50 Shades, how many is there now? Like, three?
I think there's 3 books and 3 movies, I think. I haven't seen them. But,
is that all about, like sex, like role play, like
like BDSM?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, he's all about that, and she wasn't, and just women love that stuff. Like, it is very popular.
Well, yeah, see, I could see that. I would be into some of those things with somebody I trust. It has to be somebody I trusted, like really trusted.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I would never do that with a stranger. I would never, like, be like, I don't know, just picking some random guy up and you know, and just deciding to be crazy kinky or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's already new anyway when you're with a stranger, so.
That's true. Yeah. The stranger one, I think, is probably the easiest one to do, and definitely... not to the level of blueberry and not to the level of horse. Like that one is.
You're doing good. I need to find something crazier. I mean, next After Dark, I'm going to look for something. There we go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you find something, let me know and we'll do a show about it.
Because there is a lot.
There is a lot. Just finding them. That's the tough part. But people are actually very open and are willing to post about it. So,
well, yeah, when you're anonymous, it's really easy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to put your real name down. So,
What's the weirdest thing you've ever heard? Like, it really heard of, like, you know, that you've come across. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not literally.
You're right. There's an actual name for it, but I don't recall it. I was looking at just the most strangest fetishes. And the one that really stuck out was getting aroused by falling downstairs.
What? Oh no.
Yeah. But
that's
just
dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. And there's actual name for it. I'll have to talk about it on the next show or something. Yeah. Yeah, like falling downstairs, that arouses you? Why? Like, it's painful. One,
that's not even like something you could plan like to do correctly. It just kind of.
Yeah, it just happens.
Unless you're a stunt man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
That reminds me of the one you were talking about with the crashing.
Yeah, you're right. I should update that. I was talking about a movie that people were having sex during a car crash. Yes, that was a movie. 1996, Crash, directed by David Cronenberg. And yeah, that was a movie.
Oh, you know, it's funny. After we talked about that, I actually saw on YouTube this video of like, you know, crazy people that take selfies. And this girl was like in the passenger seat with her boyfriend. They were speeding down the highway. They ended up crashing. She's taking pictures like before they crash of herself. Then she's taking a picture of herself in like stuck in the car, the crushed car. And her face is all bloodied and like everything's all bloodied. And she's wrote help under the caption. And then she took another picture of her like all bloody, like things broken, and then the car. And I'm like, come on, seriously, put the camera down. She's wow. All like really, really looked like she needed medical attention. And it's right. Just. It's just not the time to be taking selfies.
No. The selfie culture has gone crazy. And it just everything is selfie worthy now. And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we got some good subjects to look forward to. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm sure very soon there'll be another one we could talk about. But yeah, I guess that's the end of KMC Show After Dark.
Yeah,
this time
it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. So
nothing will top that other one, but this is pretty
no. The first episode, I don't know if we'll ever top it, but we're gonna try.
We will try. Find someone.
We will try. All right. Thanks, Erica, for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we'll talk very soon.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety-yak and streak and waste your time a day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk to his voice, his horse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.